It's the Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net here at the LA Alternative Car and Transportation Expo at the Santa Monica Airport. And I am joined by Felix Kramer from Cal Cars Initiative. I like to refer to you as kind of like the father of alternative vehicles. You've really been passionate about this technology for quite some time.
Well, I've been working on this for 5 years, but there are many people who've been far longer than me. People who've been electric vehicle enthusiasts have been at this for decades. Andy Frank, who invented the plug-in hybrid, started doing it in the 1970s.
Wow. It must give you great pleasure to see the public opinion and even the government's and the big three automakers' opinions of this technology starting to come around to perhaps your thinking.
They are all finally acknowledging the benefits of plugging in. And those benefits are three main things. Electricity compared to gasoline. Number one, it's cheaper, under $1 a gallon. Number two, it's cleaner, far lower CO2 emissions than gasoline. And number three, it's domestic power. We don't use oil to power the power grid. 3% of the power grid is from oil. So all those reasons, for a variety of reasons, people are interested in national security, global warming, energy independence, whatever it is, they come to this and they say, this is a good idea. Or just plain engineers or people who say, this is logical. Why shouldn't my car be powered, all the local miles be powered from electricity?
Is it happening fast enough for you?
Definitely not fast enough. Right now, we finally have two automakers saying they're going to do this. One of them, GM, has said, we are committed to doing a production plug-in hybrid, but with no timetable.
They just announced
and
this
Toyota,
past week at the LA
at the Auto
Show. That must have gave you great pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. And they said the future of automobiles is electrification. The other one, Toyota, has been coming around slowly. They are doing a research project. Now they're saying we are pursuing plug-in hybrids. And you can interpret that any way you like. They say we like this. They actually, Jim Press, the Toyota North America president, yesterday said nobody wants this more than we do. But we're not ready. It's not ready.
What do you think needs to happen for the automotive manufacturers to say that it is ready?
They don't believe that they can stand behind the batteries for the lifetime of the vehicle. That's the big problem. And we believe that we can have good enough plug-in hybrids right now. And we believe that the circumstances are perfect right now for a large demonstration fleet with the buyers and government regulators and everybody understanding that we don't know what's going to happen in the lifetime of those batteries.
What do you think Congress needs to do?
Congress needs to support this a lot more. There was a little bit of legislation, and the Department of Energy is spending a lot of attention, time, and money on this now. But Congress really needs to work a lot more to promote demonstration fleets, research, development, deployment, all of those things. And I think some of that's going to happen in the next bill, next legislation.
Do you think the Democrats might have more of an opportunity to pass it than perhaps the Republicans? Do you think they're more passionate about it?
I think this is the breaking up of the logjam. Right now we've got this bill from SetAmericaFree.org, which is a bipartisan bill. And we believe the president would sign it. It's got senators from Obama to Hatch and Brownback, every kind of person behind it. We've got, you know, really the constituencies that are supporting it are neoconservatives, GeoGreens, Natural Resources Defense Council, Apollo Alliance, you name it. Evangelicals are starting to talk about these. So we think that this is a win for everybody, and early in the next Congress, we hope they're going to do something.
And Cal Cars Initiative is really an advocacy organization for this technology. Talk about the organization a little bit.
Well, calcars.org, and we are a hybrid ourselves. We are a combination of advocacy and technology development, because we did the first conversion of a Prius to show what was possible, and we're continuing to do technology projects, but we're also working on increasing awareness and support and promoting, incentivizing the car makers to do this. And we're a virtual organization. Our biggest meetings have been a half a dozen or a dozen people getting together to work on a battery pack and things like that. So we're very kind of new style organization, mostly volunteer, and we're very happy about how much progress we've made.
And your final thoughts on the state of alternative energy, where it is, where it's come from, and where you think it's ultimately going?
Well, I think at this point, people have really understood that if we don't clean up our world, we're in big trouble. And I think the best way to do that is to take every possible machine, device and put it on the power grid and clean the power grid. And a lot of people are starting to realize that. I've been going to conferences with venture capitalists who are saying green tech is the biggest economic opportunity of the 21st century.
I agree.
And the range of people who are saying this is the biggest challenge. If you were an engineering student now, if you're a business student now, your career could be in green tech, clean tech. You can have the most fun, the biggest challenges in your whole life.
Mm-hmm. It's Felix Kramer from California Cars Initiative. An absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Well, it was great to talk to you, too.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on PodTech.net.